insane and drop my world in again. You might question my approach, and maybe not for me to know. Something different caught my eye. Got some flannel, Bobby O.J., God bless, on the floor. John Coltrane's always burning as we feed off the sound. I'm a bull-headed, bald-headed chafy, and I reek of a game. I'll never fall, never rock any faster, never leave with my name. From maybe far, you might think we're all insane and drop my world again and again. You might question my approach, and maybe not for me to know. Something different caught my eye.
FO Medford.
Thanks a lot for listening.
Thank you.
We got one more tune. We're Brian Chafee and the Players. We're here on WMFO out of Medford. Right in the heart of Tufts University. We like it here. Johnny, you like it here, Johnny?
I love it.
Johnny
here.
Loves it here. Johnny Snowpants on guitar. Mr. Chris Bautel on percussion. The world famous abstract artist Crystal Ball. My name is Brian Chafee, and it's a pleasure to be here in your home. The song is off of the first album called For Lovers and Crooners, and the song is called Just Like Daylight. Not gonna give you up without a fighting chance. We've already come so far. I'm gonna feel this out, give you my all, cause we made a man. I'm wondering who we are. I'm gonna find and fix your head and heart and stay a while. Hoping to make things clear. And see and pray, and only that we make amends. Get through these delicate years. So, just walk upright, just like daylight. You make up your mind. Yeah, it's something to get me back up on my feet again. And it's something to pull me through. Seats again, hoping to never feel this blue. Out on the road again, everything.
everything I do, it reeks of you. Vision is so impaired. Only know that if this hurts this bad when you're not around, I want you to be real near. Not gonna freak out, lose my cool, smoking, drinking, looking porn, or maybe politics. Without you, estoy loco. Not gonna force you to wear some finger with my world around it. Think you already know. So, just walk upright, just like daylight. You make up your mind. And it's something to get me back up on my feet again. And it's something to pull me through. Hoping to be with it without you in that seat again. Hoping I never feel this blue. Everything quiet now, haven't felt this way since you dropped my world. Rub-a-dub-dub in a chair. It's a good day for new life, you know, new life for us. I can't believe that we got here. So, just walk upright, just like daylight. You make up your mind. Again, and it's something to pull me through. Hoping to be within without you in that seats again. Hoping I never feel this blue. And it's something to get me back up on my feet again. Again, hoping I never feel this blue.
Thanks a lot for hanging with us. We're Brian Chafee and the Players live on WMFO. Brian Chafee, this is Johnny Snowpants. Mr. Chris Bautel, we'd like to say hello to our fearless friends that couldn't make it tonight. The lovely Sarah Clark, Mr. AJ Sosville, and Mr. Mike Melendez. Hey, friends. Once again, you can check us out online, facebook.com/Brian Chafee Music, reverbnation.com/Brian Chafee and the Players. You can buy us on iTunes. The albums are called Four Lovers and Crooners and The Afterglow. Please check it out. Say hello. Thanks a lot for having us.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Yay, Brian Chafee and the Players. What did you think of that? That was pretty awesome.
That was pretty awesome.
Yay. So, you know, I realized we need to do a PSA.
We do.
Would you like some traveling music for that?
Sure, why not?
Sure.
Do it up.
This is the thing. Okay, there we go. Yeah.
Ready?
Okay. Yes.
Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables, on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended.
Don't do it.
If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor, you're a concerned citizen. This is a public service message from the firefighters of Somerville at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Don't grill naked.
Don't grill naked.
Don't grill naked.
How do you know?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
I really can't. So, you know what we're going to do now? Okay. I don't often do this. I mean, first of all, I don't often get to host the show.
That's true.
You know, this is the first time we've been in the room together.
This has been kind of fun.
Yeah, it's been all right.
Yeah.
So, okay, a friend of mine that I used to work with a long, long time ago, his name's Matt Bishop. Okay? He's listening to us right now up in Maine.
Oh, hi, Matt.
And he said, hey, if I send you a link to a tune, will you play it right now? Well, you know, we were in the middle of playing a live band, so the answer was no, but I'll play it. So he sent it to me, and interesting story. He's a good friend, great guitar player, great musician. He got on the Grammy ballot for the Jonathan Edwards Sing-On.
You
know?
Oh.
So it's like, you know, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
And he's got a cast of several on this thing. And it's a really slick, kind of cool, polished singer-songwriter kind of tune. Mm-hmm. And I think coming off of Brian Chafee, this might be a really cool thing to check out. So here's my friend Matt Bishop. He's from Maine. Well, he's not from Maine. He's from around here. But now he's in Maine. Which is in New England. I think that qualifies as local. What do you say?
Absolutely.
This is called Every Page I Turn. And you're on the town with Mikey D. My name's Joel, and we're here with Ms. Bala.
Ooh.
Yay! And Brian Chafee and his wacky players are going to be in here for the interview coming up soon. Don't you go changing.
Every day I yearn for you. When are you coming back to me? Every night I learn, why did our bridges burn? When are you coming back to me? Every day it seems I don't get what I need. I look to you and you just turn the other way. The games that people play, is everyone's life a stage? Maybe it's time to make a change. Every time I reach for you, can you feel my pain? Help me find my way back to you again. Every page I turn, every day I yearn for you. When are you coming back to me? And every night I learn, why did our bridges burn? When are you coming back to me? The day we walked the aisle, the way you looked, the way you smiled, promises of a brand new start. But as the years went by, we ran out of things to try. How did we drift this far apart? Every time I reach for you, can you feel my pain? Help me find my way back to you again. I turn, every day I yearn for you. When are you coming back to me? Every night I learn, why did our bridges burn? When are you coming back to me? Every page I turn, every day I yearn for you. When are you coming back to me? And every night I learn, why did our bridges burn? When are you coming back? When are you coming back? When are you coming back to me? When are you coming back to me?
91.5 WMFO Medford. Yeah, Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. That's from their forthcoming album, Come Black Magic. We already heard that. That was a little sneaky peeky single that they let, that they released not too long ago. And we just got this really cool news. I don't know if you heard about this, Paula.
What?
But they're playing their CD release show.
Yeah.
With Ruby Rose Fox,
yes,
and Mount Peru at the Sinclair, mm-hmm, on September 9th, mm-hmm, in the year of, mm-hmm, 2022. It's going to be a huge show. Isn't that cool? You know, the Sinclair. The Sinclair. What a great little place that is. And also in there, we heard a track from Ease Into the Noise. Oblivious to Charm is the name of the track for their self-titled. And that's a little super group featuring members of Desk and Calvin Ball. And our very own Phil Fleming is on that as well. And my friend Matt Bishop, who dared me to play something, he posted a link to my Facebook to see if I would play it. That's how easy it is to get stuff played here on the Town. But if you're in a band and you want to do that kind of thing, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, attention On the Town with Mikey D or attention Joel Simkus. And if you want to reach me via email, the email is OTT, that's OTT for On the Town, at sonicenhancement.com. It's as simple as that. We like music. We're all about local music. And that's why we're here. If there weren't any local music, we would not have this show. And speaking of local people, we got Brian Chafee and his players. You got the players.
Hi.
Hey. Actually, let's have see if one of those guys want to read a PSA.
Do you want to read this?
We have to do these.
Johnny Snowpants.
Johnny Snowpants is going to read a PSA.
All right. Well, I sort of tailored this one to me, so can I just take a second to find it?
While you're doing that, I'm going to try to find some traveling music.
There
on
you
this.
Go.
Yeah,
you don't want to read this one. That's
public transit.
Yeah. It's a good one, but I was going to read it, though.
Let's see. What can we do here?
Let's find this one. You can read this one. This is good.
Yeah, do it up. Do it up, man.
Do it up.
Read the PSA. Speak. You know, get up on the microphone nice and close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, and give us your finest radio voice.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in your closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let it do yourself a project. Do it yourself.
Well, that's right.
Good job, buddy.
That not a bad job. Look.
I didn't get the punchline.
Oh, no. So read the bottom of a public service announcement.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
That's right. And that's a public service announcement from who is it from?
Oh, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. Oh,
that's yes. Right. And your ladder-friendly friends here at 91.5 WMFO Medford. So, Brian, how you doing? It's been a while since you've
been
here.
Doing good, Joel. Yep. Thanks for bringing me in.
Yeah, thank you for being here. So, your latest album is Afterglow, which came out, last year?
October last year, yeah.
Yeah? And do you guys have something new in the pike happening?
We are currently, writing, but not looking to record anytime soon.
Okay.
I mean, well, yes, but not.
Right.
Nothing's
yes, but not
booked
right
in
now.
The book.
Well, that's
you know?
Great. That's great.
Always writing, always trying to find new stuff.
How's the CD How's the CD going for you?
Good. I have no... physical copy.
Oh, my God. The final copy.
So I have to get some more printed, which means I have to ask my Uncle City Card to put some money up and...
Uncle City Card. We all know that.
Sometimes he buys me Chinese food afterwards.
He's that crazy uncle.
He's crazy
yeah,
uncle.
Yeah.
He gets once, a couple drinks in him. It's all over.
He once bought me a vial of crack.
Give me his number.
so you got some shows coming up. You got a solo show coming up this Saturday.
Yes.
Now do you bring any of the guys along for the solo shows?
Occasionally. Depends on what they're all up to.
So what's happening? So who's playing on Saturday?
I think actually I'll just be there because everybody's got something to do.
But
the Drought Cellar over at Ryan Time is a real cool spot. It's a kind of a smoky speakeasy type of feeling over there,
and that's in Leominster.
Yes,
cool.
Yes.
You get a lot of people coming out to Leominster to see you play.
We do. That's I'm pretty close to that area, so it's
That's kind of in the hood.
It's in the hood.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Lemonster's
it's
nice.
A good hood.
It's a good hood.
It's a good hood.
You know, Lemonster. I mean, what else is you go out and you see Brian Chafee.
Yeah.
That's what you do in Lemonster. Yeah. That's what you do. I love this shirt. You got a whole bunch of
the pug shirt.
You got a whole bunch of pugs.
It's got a pug thing.
Yeah, they haven't put out much apparel with puggles on it,
no.
So I had to settle for a pug.
You know that, and that's not a bad thing. I mean, how often do you see somebody with a shirt like? And actually, our one of our former On the Town DJs, Ms. Angel Wood. Is all about pugs.
Oh, yeah.
That's her favorite dog. Yeah, absolutely.
They're very popular these days.
Yeah. Actually, she had a symposium, another symposium on the state of the music scene. This is venues and artists, the symbiotic relationship between the two. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a regular thing where you can go and vent your spleen about different aspects of the music scene, which is, I think, it's a very healthy thing.
Totally.
And so why don't you go and introduce the gentleman in the room today?
Sure. To this left of me is an old friend. I actually met this kid.
Yeah, he's pretty old.
He's pretty old.
Hey,
well, I guess I've known him for, not an old friend, I've known him for a long time.
Fair enough, okay.
When we were kids, his mom used to sell Avon to my mom, and we would go out in the woods and see if we could set things on fire.
Does the Avon stuff flame up or what?
Yeah, it was highly flammable.
That's how we start fires in Lemonster.
Yeah. Skin so soft.
But as we grew up, I started
goes
playing.
Goes up like wildfire.
Skin so hot.
Yes. Skin on fire.
as we got a little older, we both started playing music, not really around each other, and got together later and hooked up again. And it's my very good friend Chris Boutel.
Yeah,
a lot of times.
Some nice tasty guitar licks going on.
Percussion. Did
Sorry,
I say guitar?
You did.
Did I say
you
it? Did you say
did. You did.
I don't know. Who knows who's playing what? I don't know.
It's been a long day. Yes. I drove from New Jersey.
Oh wow.
I was at a prog rock show mixing a couple of bands last night.
Oh, excellent.
Originally I was going to take the night off, but Michael Stewart, who was supposed to be here, he is ill.
So
I'm here.
Speedy recovery. Tonight.
That's right. And he'll be all recovered tomorrow, no doubt. No, seriously, Mike, we hope you get better soon because...
You need some time off.
Yeah,
right?
You know, that's what happens. Sometimes you need time away. Sometimes you need to go for a time out.
Yes.
That's right. So when's the next full band show?
You guys
are playing at Toad, right?
Yes, July 9th at Toad. 10 o'clock slot. We like it because we're kind of a big band and we cram into a small space.
I know, that place is tiny. And
the amazing thing about Toad is it's such a small capacity, but it is like you can rock harder in that room than you can rock in some huge clubs for some reason. I don't know why that happens.
Right. For myself and for other people, I suppose there's a couple of things. First of all, it's small. It is small, and everybody's on top of each other, and it gets sweaty, and it gets hot, and it gets really kind of fun, and because you're not under the gun to fill the room with like hundreds and thousands of billions of people,
right?
You can't get a billion people to show up at a gig, is what I'm saying,
right?
So Toad is kind of cool. It's very casual.
It's a nice pocket gig.
Nice place. People there are really cool, friendly.
Yeah.
What are some of your other places to play with the full band?
Well, we have frequented the Lizard Lounge a few times. We like it there. It's dark. We like dark places.
They have tater tots there, too.
Occasionally, we visit our friend Mr. Tom Bianchi.
Yes.
Over at the Baron. We do some of his series. We're out in
that back room is so much fun. They've really done a lot with it.
He's done a lot. He's been there for many years.
Yeah.
Him and Danielle and Hugh. Hugh's done a lot back there as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good peeps. Good friends. So
very cool. So what are your other plans for shows this summer?
Well, we actually are not doing so much this summer. We all seem to have all sorts of other projects. And then we come back in the fall and we hit it a little harder.
That's cool.
Just seems to be pockets of times where that happens.
Now, what are the other projects that we're involved in, guys?
I play with my buddy Marcus. We play in a band called Root to Revolution, and he just actually had a baby, so we're not playing as often.
He had a baby.
It was amazing. It's unusual
for men to do that.
He's doing a lot of press.
Sorry, Marcus.
Now.
His wife had a baby, obviously. But so we're actually playing a private party this Saturday, and
Cool.
I'm just chilling out this summer.
And Mr.
He's the artist.
Mr. Johnny Snowpants is just chilling
Johnny
out.
Johnny Snowpants.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take up some painting this summer and just relax.
Relax and do some
I tried to book some gigs. He said he was going to
paint a boat.
I'll paint a boat.
Everybody goes on a boat. like for months. They'll live on a boat.
Yeah.
You're going to paint that boat.
I'm going to paint that boat.
I'm going to paint that boat.
Yeah.
You know?
I want to be on the boat while you paint it.
That's right.
I'm the filler guy. I just show up when they need me.
He was the original player, and then he broke his hand.
Oh, no.
And he disappeared for a little while.
Broke my hand in Mexico, so I couldn't play guitar anymore.
What is it with Mexico?
I think it's...
People do really screwed up things in Mexico.
It's sort of a... It's become a ritual. You go there to, and then you break something.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you break before you broke your hand the last time?
My heart.
Oh dear. Oh, did I go there? Did I take you to a bad place?
No.
So I realize this is the bad time, but you know we went to check out your website, BrianChafeyMusic.com, and we got this.
You're gonna bring it up.
Yes.
Oh, I told you I have to bring it up.
So if you go to the Facebook page,
yes, for now,
there's all kinds of crazy stuff on the Facebook page.
Reverb Nation has got some stuff, some dates.
Yeah.
We had a website until about 2 days ago.
Oh, no.
Apparently, there was some sort of misunderstanding with me and the guy who took care of that. And without saying anything, it vanished. What does it actually say? It says,
Great Scott! This page has been erased from existence!
Yes, yes. Marty. I noticed that yesterday, I believe.
Somebody forgot to pay the bill.
I'm going to need a few days to fix that.
So anyway, anybody that wants to, that's interested in Brian Chafee's music, should go to the Facebook and Reverb Nation. What's the code that'll get you on the Reverb?
The ReverbNation.com/Brian Chafee and the Players.
And all the albums are there.
Yes, you can go to iTunes. You can get both albums for Lovers and Crooners,
as
well as the Afterglow.
Yes.
And yeah.
So you want to play something off the Afterglow
record? Play something off the Afterglow.
Okay, so soon to be out of print until Mr. Citibank gives Brian a generous donation.
This is the first pressing.
That's right. This is the first pressing.
Should never play it again.
How often do bands go through more than one pressing on a CD? It just doesn't happen that often.
Well, don't get as big of a pressing nowadays.
But nobody
needs to know that.
Some people say that nobody buys CDs. Well, this is proof positive, kids.
Buy CDs.
I still buy CDs.
Shows. You sell them at shows.
So now, we just heard a set of you playing acoustic music. So what would you like to hear off this album that you haven't played tonight?
Let's play something a little more. Ooh, can we feature some friends of mine?
Absolutely. That's why we're here.
Have you heard the band Primary Others?
Yes.
They're friends of mine.
Nice.
Drummer was in the band called The Franks with me for years. And two MCs are buddies of mine. And they're both on the track Let Me Show You.
Cool. Well, then that's what we'll hear. This is Brian Chafee and the Players.
Featuring White Mike, Oak Lone Tree, and Paul Chasen.
And this is called Let Me Show You. You're on the town with Mikey D, and we'll do some more talking on the other side.
Let me show you how it all pans out. Oh, let me show you how we scream and shout. Yeah. Quiet house, got a pad and a pen. Just start thinking about the places that I've been. Whole damn world rolling up from the steep. Changed my focus, never knowing what that means. Still working the jobs, still paying the rent. To rocking the stage, to try to vent. Loving my girl, the best that I can. The hope that my child will be a better human than I am. Let me start by saying thanks to y'all. If you're hearing this message, we gonna break the walls. This is for my sister, gonna hammer shit out. This is for my brothers, gonna scream and shout. Another to my lover when the war falls apart. And thanks to little lady, yes, she makes a star. To the folks, the families, the fans, the friends, the music, the players, MCs, the trends. Oh, let me show you how it all pans out. I said, let me show you how I scream and shout. Yeah, in my dreams I flourish, the meanest man. Come clean up your courage, the sunbeams are still seen through the current. Some seem to really be needed by another. Should I still bleed for my brothers? Every single day when the sun lifts, even in the shade, I become rich. Keep growing and speak to each moment. I'm a freak, I'm a beast, I don't need an opponent.
Now trust me, the shot's going in, and you probably are not gonna win. Now honestly, I hear the same shit again and again. I'm just so sick of telling you when. It's like, ooh, let me show you how it all pans out. Said, ooh, let me show you how it's screaming shout. Yeah, it all pans out. From the left to the right, I hope it all pans out. I've been down to the ground, put no hands out. I just needed some time to figure the plan out. I might scream and shout, I know that we can't doubt. But let the weak and the meek and the cheap man doubt. For any reason or season, be in the now. Cause we in here now, I said we in there now. Ayo, we all wanna measure up and better ourselves. Talk about helping each other without helping ourselves first. Hunger and thirst for the wealth and success. But forget about keeping our own health in check. Those who give no respect don't get no respect. From the get-go, the intro, we said what we meant. Time to let go of stress, keep your goals in focus. I hope it all pans out, sincerely, Oklahoma.
Ooh, let me show you how it all pans out. Let me show you how it's screaming shine. Yeah, oh, let me show you how it all pans out. Oh, let me show you how it's screaming shine.
That is downright electric. Brian Chafee and his players. Let Me Show You, featuring White Mike and Oak Lone Tree off the Afterglow record. Wow, out of print. I've got the last copy, kids. Dang. And if you want to get a copy online, you have to go to the Reverb Nation?
Or CD Baby, you could get a physical copy, I believe. And then you'd have to go to iTunes after that and get digital downloads.
Yeah, do it now.
Get another pressing.
Do it now, guys. So, the more you support, the more money he has to put out CDs with and eat Chinese food.
Yes, and buy him shirts. Mm.
That's right, and buy shirts with pugs on them.
Preferably so, Puggles.
Yeah, so any plans for 4th of July weekend? You're going to go and shoot up some fireworks?
What you got going on? Going to Miami?
No, I don't think so. No? I'd like to hit up the Cape or maybe climb a mountain to see all the fireworks, 360 degrees. Ooh,
climb a mountain.
That's a good idea.
You know, like,
not too many mountains in Massachusetts.
Well, you could go to like Mount Monadnock in New Hampshire, right?
There's that.
While everyone's partying and shooting up fireworks, you're up there all alone. You can have a 360-degree view.
Yeah, you could get up there with a with a GoPro.
Yeah.
And, take some great blackmail footage of people.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're going to close up. Do you have anybody you want to say hello to?
Go ahead.
I will say hi to Shmummo and the kiddos.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
You're just making them up.
Yeah.
No. They don't exist.
Don't even exist.
Only on Radio Land.
So again, that's going to be the 24th in Lemonster. What's the name of the club again?
Ryan Time, the Drought Cellar at Ryan Time.
Okay. Is there a website where that information can be had?
It's on the Ryan Time website, which I believe is Ryan Time.
Just Google it, man.
Google it.
Google that stuff.
You can't Google that.
Good Lord.
C-H-Y.
And you want to read another PSA before we go out?
I think my friend wants to.
Oh, I definitely don't.
Oh, man. Yeah, just flip the page and find something interesting.
I don't want to be greedy.
Do you want to do one, Chris? I mean,
Chris is not having it.
That's scary.
Oh, this is good.
We already done grill safety.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, it's too, no. It's
too depressing. Too depressing. There you go.
That's a good one.
That's a perfect one for y'all.
Do it.
Yeah.
Should I read the top first and then go
on? Let me see if I get some music for this. Let me see if I can get some tunes going on here.
This is going to be good. I can tell.
I'm looking for any big words to see if I need to. No, it looks good.
They'll
hit you when you get there.
Yeah. Let's see what we got. Do, 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 do. Yeah, we'll do that one. Does this work? Yeah, sure.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Nice little groove.
Keep it quiet, sir. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Community Radio.
Yeah! All right. Brian Chafee and the Players.
Wow.
Great to have you.
Thanks.
By all means, come back anytime. We love having you up here. And right now we're going to play a little classic going back a couple of years. You know, everybody used to love this band. We still do. We still love them. They're The Lights Out from the album Color Machine. This is Liquid. 91.5 WMFO. You're on the town with Mikey D, with me and Ms. Paula.
You can never be sad for rain.
It's 91.5 WMFO Medford, The Long Walls. Going back to the album Kowloon, which came out on a Static Motor Records 2012, Long for Shipwrecks. We also heard Carissa Johnson and the title track to her latest album, which is called For Now.
Super great.
Awesome. Isn't she great?
Yeah,
she's so awesome.
Yes, she is.
And the lights out because they're just also just awesome. And that's going back to a ways. That's a Color Machine came out in 2009. That's a track called Liquid. Paula.
Yeah, Joel.
How'd you do? How do you think you did?
I think I had a great time.
Yeah.
I think we pulled it together after all.
Yeah, we turned lemons into lemonade.
We did. We sure did.
So, Paula, you can check Paula every week.
Every week.
Because she does the concert report.
Do the concert report.
She's the hostess with the mostest.
See
on that.
See you out there. Yeah.
And I'm usually on the other side of the glass.
We don't get to work together, Joel.
That's right. We never do.
We never do.
You know, so this is our first time out.
Yes, it
is. Not bad?
Yeah, for a whole show. I mean, you've sat in for a couple of minutes here and there, but this is the first full-length feature.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good. And we want to thank Bob Donovan for doing sound.
Thanks, Bob.
Was his first time doing sound for On the Town. He's been helping us out for quite some time, and we threw him in the deep end, and he swam.
He did.
So let's see. So it's 11:57. You're on the town with Mikey D. Join us next week. We got more music, more great bands. Joe Ellen is going to be hosting, and it's going to be a fantastic, fun time.
Can't wait. Keep
it right here, 91.5 WMFO, the best in freeform radio. You can't get it anywhere but here at Tufts University. Again, if you're in a band, send me your stuff. P.O. Box 65. WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford 02155, and write Attention Joel or Attention On the Town with Mikey D, and we will get that stuff on the air. Also, if you're interested in coming up for an interview, or if you want to play on the air, OTT@sonicenhancement.com. If you have any requests for shows, you want to plug some shows coming up, you can get in touch with us on our Facebook. On the Town with Mikey D. Put it in your search bar. It'll take you there. And Paula will have it in her concert report.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Just that simple.
Yep, just that simple.
Hey, it's amazing how fast 3 hours can go by.
It really is. Tonight went by super fast.
It really did.
Really did.
Thank you, Paula.
My pleasure, Joel. Yeah. Thank you.
So we're going to close things off with Johnny Blazes and the Pretty Boys.
Love it.
Yeah, Soul Vernacular is the name of her album, and it is fantastic, and we love Johnny Blazes.
Yes, we do.
All over the place. 91.5 WMFO Medford.